We're now joined by Anthony Renz. Anthony, you and I talked earlier. You know, Irwin's a tough pitcher. He looked like he was mixing things up well. Some opportunities, yes, for Fargo-Moorhead, but they were few and far between, Anthony, it felt like today.
Opportunities, and we didn't come through, which, you know, that's just going to happen. You're not going to, you know, always come through with runners in scoring position and two outs. And Irwin's one of those guys where he's kind of effectively wild, and he was able to kind of use that to his advantage. He showed good command of his slider today, probably one of the better days that he's had command that. He was able to really, really throw that a lot to the left-handed hitters. So, yeah, I mean, you know, well-pitched game. We had our chances here and there and just didn't come through, and they were able to, you know, just score enough runs today to get by us.
I thought, you know, unfortunately, you know, it ends in a loss, but I'll tell you, there was some, the Red Hawks making some pitches too, and, you know, Joe Jones getting out of that in the seventh after the double walk hit batsman, the 5-2-3 double play and a strikeout. You needed that to stay within a run. You know, getting a double play day in the sixth inning I thought was large. Tanner Riley coming in after Sebastian really grinded this one out too. You know, 105 pitches I had him down for through four innings, Anthony. And, you know, even on the Red Hawks side, you needed all of that. And even though Riley gets stuck with a loss today, he looks like he has some promise, Anthony Renz.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, Seabass grinded through four innings, like you said, and, you know, I really wanted to try to get him through five, and they just, Gary kept, you know, they were pesky at the plate, and they were able to extend Matt Batts, ran that pitch count up to a point where we couldn't really extend him any further. So I didn't really want to go two innings for both the guys we used, but Tanner Riley, really, really outstanding stuff. I mean, the breaking ball is really basically a, you know, a major league type pitch with the spin rate and everything like that. He competed really well and made some great pitches, and really, really excited to just throw him out there with the likes of Joe Jones, Luke Lind, and Alex DuBoer. That's going to be quite the bullpen for us down the stretch. And Joe Jones kind of showed, you know, his resolve a little bit and made some good pitches in some big spots and kept us in the game, gave us a shot in the ninth. That's all you can really ask for when you're trailing like that, is let the guys at least give our offense a chance to win the game.
And last thing with it, I feel that, you know, if Maury Wills were with me in this one, he would go back and look at the little things in the game of baseball, and sometimes it's just a sacrifice bunt. Not to down any batter who can't get a, you know, doesn't get a bunt down, but we saw the Red Hawks' inability to do that today, and then Gary being able to do that, Anthony, and sometimes it comes down to just those little things, and it happens.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, they were able to get it down and we weren't, but, you know, I want that situation to come up again for Evan, because I know I have all the faith in the world that he's going to get the job done. And honestly, his idea, it was actually a pretty good idea. The way their defense was kind of shifting around, he was basically trying to put the ball over the head of the first baseman, almost to where the second baseman in a no man's land. So if that happens, if he executes that, and four bases loaded, nobody out. So, you know, you can't really fault Evan there. You know, if he gets another chance, I have all the faith in the world he's going to execute. We didn't get it down, they did, and it ended up proving to be different. So sometimes the small things, you know, will cost you, but over time, I like our chances with every guy.
Yeah, no question.
Do a variety of things.
No question about it, Anthony. And of course, tomorrow, a chance to win yet another series on the road, the rubber game tomorrow. Anthony, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jack.
You got it. Anthony Renz joining us on a post game show here today from the Steel Yard in Gary.